At this time, we invite the children to come on forward for our children's message. We'll just sit right up here in front. Well, I'm glad you made it here this morning. I have a couple things to show you. Okay. When you were a little baby, I mean really a little baby, there was really only one thing that you could have that you could eat or drink, and it was milk. So I'll just put that right there. That was it. You couldn't enjoy a carrot, for example. You couldn't have a yummy hamburger. These are pretend, of course, aren't they? You couldn't have a hamburger and any of these other yummy foods at that time. You just couldn't. But as you got older, as you started to grow, well, then you could start to have these foods. They were really good for you. Because you see, you were growing not only on the outside, where you're getting big and strong and tall, but also on the inside. For example, you started to grow teeth. It's hard to have a carrot without teeth. Not only that, but you were growing on the inside. Some of your organs were growing and continuing and develop so you could have these good, healthy foods for you. There's another way that you need to keep growing on the inside. No matter how young you are or how old you are, we need to keep growing this way throughout our entire lives. And that, of course, is to grow in our faith, to grow spiritually. Now, none of us would want to just have milk as your only food every day, would you? What if that's all you could have today and tomorrow and the next day and the next day? Yeah, we wouldn't want to do that. Because that's just what babies can have, only milk. Well, it's the same thing. We don't want to just continue to be babies in our faith. We want our faith to keep growing stronger and stronger and stronger. And God has given us exactly what we need so that our faith keeps growing strong, doesn't He? Hasn't He? Right here. It's in my hand. He's given us the Bible. He's giving us His Word. And He wants us to eat or take in His Word. And how do you do that? How do you eat in or take in God's Word? You read the Bible. If you're not old enough to read, you listen to the Bible. You continue to memorize it, and you just take it in and day out. And God has given you another wonderful gift, the Holy Spirit, to work through this Word, to keep you growing stronger in your faith. Now, I can see that each of you is really continuing to grow stronger day by day, year by year. No doubt about it. Because I'm pretty sure that your parents are giving you more than just milk to drink, aren't they? You're going to have more than milk to drink today. Maybe you'll have a hamburger or some chicken or green beans or a carrot or something like that. And that's good. Those are healthy foods for you. Keep eating those. But even more importantly, the most important food that we can take in is the food of God's Word. Keep reading it. Keep learning it. Keep listening to it. So that you not only you grow in your faith and you grow deeper in your understanding of God. Who He is and what He's done for you. God who loves you so much. You need to keep hearing that every day of your life. God who sent His own Son Jesus to die on that cross, to take away your sins, to be your Savior. Yes, God who wants only good things for you. Just like your parents want you to have good food to eat so you get healthy and strong, God wants you to continue to keep taking in His Word. That you learn that He wants loves you and He wants you one day to be in heaven because of Jesus. In just a moment, Pastor Wagner is going to read our first reading from the book of Hebrews. Listen carefully to that reading where you'll be encouraged to hear God's Word, to learn in it, to grow in it. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank You for giving us good, healthy food for our bodies. And especially thank You for giving us the food of Your holy Word. Help us keep reading it and learning it and digesting it for Jesus' sake. Amen. You may return to your seats.